With Pesach Fest approaching, we would change our usual topic for the Shir Hilchos Shabbos and discuss some halachos of Pesach. This evening we'll be discussing the mitzvah of matzah. We're going to go into great detail regarding the mitzvah of matzah, and hopefully we'll have some very practical halachos in our pocket when we come to the Seder, and we'll know quite how much we have to eat and why we're doing so. And at the very end we'll get to some divrei hashkafa, some insights into the mitzvah and the meaning behind why we do what we do. So let's start in the source number one. Before we get there, let me throw out the question. That is there a mitzvah from the Torah to eat matzah on the night of the Seder? You might say, thank you very much, I didn't come out to a shir on Thursday night to know that, yes, there is a mitzvah. But there is actually not entirely clear. Because let me throw out another question. Is there a mitzvah from the Torah to eat maror on the night of the Seder? Don't shake your head. The answer is yes, but... Meaning, the Torah tells us we have to have maror, but it's only when it's accompanied with the Korban Pesach. And when there's no Korban Pesach, and unfortunately we don't have a Korban Pesach today, so there is no mitzvah of maror from the Torah. So does that mean that there's no mitzvah of matzah also from the Torah? We only eat matzah midirabbanan? Because the rabbi said, well, even though there's no Korban Pesach, keep on eating that matzah. So let's look inside in source number one. The Gemara in Pesachim actually deals with this. Amar Rava, matzah bizman hazeh deoraisa, umaror derabanan. Matzah in our time, which means post Churban Beis Hamikdash, is a mitzvah deoraisa, but maror is derabanan. So says the Gemara, umayshna maror, why do we say that maror is only a din derabanan? Dechsiv al matzos umarim yochluhu. I added in the word yochlu, that's from the Torah, the Gemara doesn't include the word. The Torah tells us that the Korban Pesach is accompanied by matzah and maror. Bizman de'ika Pesach, when there's the Korban Pesach, yesh maror. Ubizman de'leka Pesach, leka maror. So you see that clearly maror is tied to the Paschal lamb. So matzah nami, hoksiv al matzah sumarim. Well, to the extent that you're telling me that maror is a din derabanan, matzah is a din derabanan as well. So what does the Gemara say? Matzah mehadar hadar bekra. What does the word hadar mean? To beauty, but also means to go back. The Torah loops back one more time regarding the mitzvah of matzah and states that there is a mitzvah to eat matzah independently of Korban Pesach. Matzah mehadar hadar bekra ba'erev tochlu matzos. The Torah tells us on the night of the 15th we are to eat matzah, independent of the Korban Pesach, and therefore matzah bizman hazeh is a mitzvah deoraisa. Maror derabanan, because it's tied to Korban Pesach. No Korban Pesach, no mitzvah of maror from the Torah. But matzah, since there's a separate pasuk that's not connected to Korban Pesach, so the mitzvah of matzah remains a mitzvah deoraisa. So that's by way of introduction. So let me ask you a question. When you're setting the table in advance of the Seder, how many matzahs should you put out? Three. Mandy says three. Do I hear two? Anyone say two? We're all shaking our head. No one's saying two. Okay, do I hear one? Anyone say one? No, okay. Very good, but I'll show you that it's not entirely clear that three belong at the Seder. So what do I mean by that? Well, let's take a step back. Why would we need three? Let's think practically. Why would we need three? Oh, yes. Very good. So we know that there's a mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah, which means you have to have two whole loaves of bread. And there's also another mitzvah we'll come to of breaking the matzah, eating a piecemeal, just like poor people eat their food piecemeal. We have to eat our matzah piecemeal. So how do you deal with all of this? Well, you have two whole ones for Lecha Mishnah, and then another matzah you got to throw in there, knowing they're going to break it before you get to actually eating it. Sounds fair? So let's look at this inside. But again, by way of introduction, is there a mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah on Yom Tov? Not talking about the night of the Seder. We're talking about every Yom Tov when we have a meal, and there are many of them. So is there a mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah? So we're shaking our heads yes, because that is what we hold. But it's interesting, it's not entirely clear. Tosos on Daf Beizam Abeiz, which is printed for you in source number 2, basically points out that there are midrashim that take different approaches. One medrash seems to imply that the man did fall on Yom Tov, and one medrash says that the man did not fall. Now, if the man fell on Yom Tov, That would mean that we don't have a mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah on Yom Tov. Because let's remember, what's the reason we have Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos? To remember the fact that the man didn't fall on Shabbos and a double portion fell on Friday. So to remember that miracle, we have Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos. But if the man fell on Yom Tov, beyond the regular miracle of the man, there's nothing particularly special we need to remember on Yom Tov, and there would be no mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah. So according to the Medrash that says that the man fell on Yom Tov, there actually is not a unique mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah on Yom Tov. But if you say that the man did not fall on Yom Tov, and a double portion fell on Erev Yom Tov, then there would be a mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah on Yom Tov. Does that make sense? You have to put a bunch of pieces into place. So how do we paskin without... We're not going to read source number 2 inside. It's a little technical. But ultimately, in source number 3, Shulchan Aruch, this is in regular Hilchos Yom Tov, tells us, Chayiv Liftsoa Al Shtei Kikaros. There is a mitzvah to break bread on two loaves of bread. So on Yom Tov, we have to have Lecha Mishnah. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in source number 4, Shegan b'Yom Tov lo haya yored haman kimo b'Shabbos, because on Yom Tov as well, the man did not fall, v'haya yored be'erev Yom Tov kiflayim. A double portion fell on Erev Yom Tov. We remember the miracle of that double portion by having Lecha Mishnah on our Yom Tov tables. So we know there is a mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah that's applicable on all the Yom Tovim. The problem is, as Rachel already alluded to, source number 5. Because the Gemara Maseches Pesachim Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amameis tells us as follows. Amar Shmuel Lechem Oni Ksiv. What does Lechem Oni mean? The Torah describes Matzah as being Lechem Oni. Lechem She'onin Alav Devarim Harbei. It's talking about bread that we speak a lot over. Now, you're at some Shabbos tables, they speak a lot of everything. But what it means over here is that the matzah is supposed to help facilitate a conversation, specifically about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a brisa that reiterates this point. Lechem Oni, the Torah describes matzah as being Lechem Oni. Lechem She'onin Alav Devarim Harbe. It's bread that we speak many words over, which explains the custom why we do what at the Seder night? Why we uncover the matzah during Magid. Right? We do different things with the Seder plate and the matzahs, but one of the things we do is we uncover the matzah while we're going through the crux of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why do we uncover the matzah? So it's a fulfillment of this very idea, Lechem She'onin Alav Devarim Harbe. It's bread that we speak many words of as the bread is in front of us. So that's one idea of Lechem Oni, Lechem She'onin Alav Devarim Harbe. What's more relevant for us this evening is the next part of the Gemara, Devar Acher. Lechem Oni, Oni Ksiv. Don't read a Lechem Oni, the bread of affliction. Read a Lechem Oni, which means poor man's bread. Ma Oni Darko Biprusa. Just like a poor person eats his food piecemeal, doesn't eat it all at once because he doesn't really know where his next meal is going to come from. Afkan Biprusa. So too, as long as it comes to us, the night of the Seder, we eat our bread piecemeal, which means we don't eat it all at once. We break into small pieces and eat a little bit at a time. So that goes in direct contrast, right? Direct conflict with Lecha Mishnah. The whole point of Lecha Mishnah is where you have two whole loaves of bread, and that's what you use to start your meal. But Lechem Oni tells us that they're not supposed to be whole, they're supposed to be broken. So how do you put that all together? We'll get there in a second. You've already spoiled it for us by telling us that we have three pieces of... Well, I'm pointing to Mandy. She spoiled it for us by already telling us that we've got three masses at our Seder table. But we'll see where we get there. Yes?
The fact that you have to, like, stuff your face with the matzah isn't really...
Interesting. We'll get there too. No one is suggesting a full stuffing. Perhaps a partial stuffing, not a full stuffing. So the Gemara in source number 6 in the Seches Brachos seems to reiterate this concept that the matzah that we eat on the Seder night is broken matzah. not whole matzah. Because if you look at source number 6, Itmar, the Gemara quotes the following statement, Heviu lefneihem pisisin vishlemin. A person is brought both broken pieces of bread and whole loaves, not talking uniquely about Pesach. Amar Rav Huna, mevarich ala pisisin upoter es hashlemin. So Rav Huna says, it's better to make a brach on the small pieces and not on the loaves. Why that is, not for now. V'Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, shlema mitzvah min hamufchar. It's better to make a bracha on that which is whole. Parenthetically, that is the halacha of brachos throughout the entire year. If a person has a choice to make a bracha on something which is broken versus something which is whole, better to make the bracha on that which is whole. It's considered to be a more chashiv food since it's still fully intact. So that's the Gemara talking about the whole year. Amar of Papa, and look at what Papa says. Hakomodim bePesach. Everyone agrees on Pesach, Shemeniach Prusa, Besoch Shlema Uvotseya. What does that mean? Shemeniach Prusa, Betoch Shlema. You take the whole and you put the pieces on top of it. And that's how we eat my taima. What's the reason why? Lechem Oniksiv. We treat our matzah like a poor person treats his food. We don't eat it all at once, we break it into smaller pieces. So now we've got ourselves a quandary. We have to fulfill Lachem Mishnah. We also have to break our bread and make it into smaller pieces, as the Gemara Maseches Pesachim tells us, and we saw that reiterated in Gemara Maseches Brachos as well. Just to show you Rashi in Maseches Brachos, when he talks about Lechem Oni, he says, V'darko sholani v'prusa, the poor person eats his meal piecemeal. L'fikach tzarech she'yira'eh kevotzea min ha'prusa. Therefore, we have to give the impression that we're breaking bread, we're beginning our meal with just a small piece, not the entirety. So how do we deal with all this? So let's see what is the more classically accepted approach, and it's the one we're all familiar with, the Rashbam in source number 8. So Rashi doesn't comment in the last parak of Maseches Pesachim. You'll find instead the commentary of the Rashbam, which was Rashi's grandson. So Rashbam in source number 8 writes, Av kan v'prusa. So he's now commenting on that last statement of source number 5, just like the poor person eats piecemeal, so too we eat piecemeal. So look at what the Rashbam writes. Av kan v'prusa l'varech al achilas matzah. We have to make the brach of achilas matzah. And here he continues, V'shtei shlemos maisina. We have to bring two whole matzahs. Mishem hamotzi, because when you make a hamotzi, the logara mishar yom tovim. It's not worse than any other yom tov when you have to have lechem mishnah shetzarech livtzoa al shtei kikaros. You have to make your bracha. You have to begin the meal with the food with two whole loaves uvotzea meachas meashlemos. So what do? Says the Rashbam, you really need three pieces of. You need three matzahs at your table. Because you need two to fulfill Lechem Mishnah. And that middle matzah, the one that we're going to break in Yachatz, that's the one that we will fulfill Ma Darcho Shel Ani. We will break it and eat it piecemeal. So Rashbam clearly tells us that when the Gemara was talking about Darcho Shel Ani V'Prusa, that was in addition to Lechem Mishnah. Not in exclusion of. Fair point? Look at the Rush in source number 9, who continues on with this theme. So let's first start in source number 9, where he tells us that maybe you only need two. And we're going to break one of those two, because it's going to be poor man's night. We're not living like the rest of Yom Tov. We don't have Lechem Mishnah Plus. So look at what the Rush writes. Davar Acher, my dark Oshani v'prusa, afkanai v'prusa, hilkach v'pesach, mevarchinan al-achas u'prusa. Asks the Rush, how do we put it all together? Well, in the first opinion of the Rush, we throw out Lechem Mishnah. And the night of the Seder, we have one whole matzah, and that second matzah is broken. Aval b'shar yom tovim batzinan atardi rifta shlemasa. All the rest of the meals on Yom Tov, we have to have two whole loaves of bread. But the night of Pesach, we throw out Lechem Mishnah. The Rush doesn't accept that. How do you throw out Lechem Mishnah? If you look in source number 9, paragraph 2, he rejects this idea. V'lo nira d'maishna pesach l'inyan lechem mishnah mishar kol yom tovim. Shelo yivatzeh al shtei kikaro shleimim. Asks the Rush, why would the Seder night be different than any other yom tov? If every other yom tov would require lechem mishnah, So too, on the Seder night, on the night of Pesach, we require Lechem Mishnah. Deha de darshina lechem oni leprusa, that which the Gemara talked about, the poor man's bread eating piecemeal, hanu also lechem sheyotze bo yidei achilat matzah. That's talking about the piece of matzah you hold when you're fulfilling the mitzvah of achilas matzah. But when you're starting your meal, you have to have at least two whole loaves of bread. Now, by the time we start our meal on the Seder night, what have we already done? We've already done yachatz. We've already broken the matzah. So the Rosh is telling us when we start to make the bracha of Amotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, we have to have Lechem Mishnah. Now we know in advance we're going to do yachatz before we make the bracha of Amotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. So how do we get around that? Well, we anticipate the need. So we have three matzahs. Three matzahs, yachatz, we break the middle matzah, but we at least, like, when motzi matzah comes around, we've got two shlemos, one on the bottom, one on the top, the middle matzah is broken. Anyone know that Schlockrock song? The middle matzah is broken. No? No, either do I. I don't know that song either. Okay, so that's the Rush's opinion. So ask Rashbam, and ask Rush, how do we deal with the multiple needs on the Seder night? They'll simply tell you that you have to anticipate what's going to happen. If you know Yachatz is going to come before Motzi Matzah, so have three matzahs on the table, so that you'll be able to raise up two whole matzahs, and you'll have Lechem Mishnah. And then when it comes to actually eating the matzah, the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah that takes place at the Seder, then you'll pick up that middle matzah that's already broken. So when you're actually eating, you're eating from the prusa to fulfill ma ani darko prusa ap anu darko prusa, and that's the generally accepted approach, and that's why I think you all answered we need three. But with all things Jewish, it's not so clear, and there's the machlokas, because if you turn the page, you'll see very clearly that no other than the Rambam and the Vilna Gaon disagree with this idea. So if you look in the Rambam at source number 2. The Rambam is going through the rigmarole of the night of the Seder, and he writes as follows: V'achar kach mevarich al natilas yadayim. You get up to the point of the Seder, you have to wash your hands. V'notel yadav shnia. You have to wash your hands really again. Sharei hisich daito b'shas kriyas agada, because we already washed our hands with orchatz, but you have to do it again because all the time that lapsed between the orchatz and motzi matzah, you have to wash your hands again because you might not have been cognizant fully of where your hands are. They might have gotten dirty and so on and so forth, right? Did I get that right? Kadesh Rechad. Yeah. Okay. So that is the Rambam's opinion so far. V'lokeach shnei rikikin. What did I just read? How many matzahs does the Rambam suggest you have on your table? Two. V'lokeach shnei rikikin. Cholik echad mehen. You break one of the two. Umeniach parus l'toch shalim. So you take that broken one and you put it into the whole one, like the language of that Gemara Brachos, if you remember, in source number 6. Right, Rav Papa said, "Akomodim ePesach sheMeniach Perusa b'Toch Shlema." So the Rambam, the Rav Papa in that Gemara Brachos says, you take the broken piece, you put it into the whole piece. That's exactly what the Rambam is telling us. Cholik Echanan uMeniach Parus l'Toch Shalim uMevarich Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz. So the Rambam is very comfortable with giving up on Lechem Mishnah. He says you break the matzah, which, by the way, just parenthetically, he would tell you to do yachatz much later in the Seder. We do yachatz before Magid. If you look at the Rambam says you do netilas yadayim, you get ready to make hamotzi, but before you do that, v'cholik echamem, you break one of them. So the Rambam is breaking that middle, it's not middle tim, the top matzah, right before motzi matzah. Interesting, just a different Seder. So the Rambam actually addresses this very idea that you're not going to have Lechem Mishnah. And says the Rambam, "May ma eno mevarecha shtei kikaros kishar yom tovim." How come we're not making hamotzi on two whole loaves of bread? It's not bread, it's matzah, but how come they're not shalemos like they are the rest of the year? So what does the Rambam say? Bishum sheneamar lechemoni. Because the Torah talks about this poor man's bread. Madarko shel ani beprusa, avkan beprusa. So the Rambam is clear that you just don't deal with Lechem Mishnah the night of the Seder. Because that's not what Hashem wants from us. Hashem wants us to act like poor people the night of the Seder, not like people who can afford to have two fancy whole loaves of bread. We break one matzah, so we have one shalim and one broken. So Rambam would tell you, just two matzahs. Good.
And then what does the Rambam say about reclining like a cane and all that?
Okay, so there are a whole host of contradictory activities that we do the night of the Seder. So why this one is not a mixture of both?
I'm saying just the combination, the thought of we're doing the prusa right. To act like a poor person.
Right, but then you're saying, but as we're doing the mitzvah of achilas matzah, we're leaning to act like a rich person. Right, so it's fair. As I just mentioned, the night of the Seder is fraught with contradictions, not in a negative way, but it's simply the way the rabbis built the Seder. If you think about it, the night of the Seder, what happened historically when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, it was a night of contradictions, in the sense that the night started, we were still officially enslaved, although the backbreaking labor had stopped much earlier. But fundamentally, we were still slaves. And then we left that night. So it's a night of change. So that's why the rabbis were very comfortable with having contradictions at the Seder, because the night was a night that contradicted itself originally. We started as slaves and we ended up as free people.
The matzah also represents our contradiction.
Exactly.
The abdus, but also the chiyuv.
It's the bread that we ate in Mitzrayim when we were slaves. We didn't have time to let it rise. We were always on the go, running to the next job. But it also represents the freedom in the sense that we didn't have time to allow it to rise because we were running out.
But just on the question going back to the Mishnah,
right.
Falling on Yom Tov,
right.
Would that, but Pesach, that didn't happen yet. The man comes after Pesach. Right?
Okay, right.
So we have Shemit as Lecha Mishnah.
Interesting. That's an interesting question, but it seems that once the man fell, there was a need to remember the miracle of the man on all Yom Tovim. So for the rest of Pesach, excluding the Seder, the Rambam would definitely tell you, you have to have Lecha Mishnah to start your meal, all the day meals, and Acharon Shel Pesach. All those meals require Lecha Mishnah, even according to the Rambam. But it's a fair observation that Pesach historically fell out before the man. Just, I wanted to go back to one thing I said before about contradictions. There are those who write, this is a parenthetical comment, but I think it's important to note, that actually the Manish Tana is not really a set of four different questions, but one main point. And that is, the night is fraught with contradictions. And I'm not going to go into it, but if you look at the Manish Tana, the question that's being asked is, how can we act like poor people on the one hand, and slaves, and on the other hand, we act like free people. So we eat matzah, which is bread of affliction. We eat maror, which is the bitter herbs to remember that avdus. On the other hand, we lean. And on the other hand, we dip. We dip a food into salt water, charosa, which is an act of luxury to be able to dip food. It was considered to be a fancy way of eating. So the manishtana is not really four questions, it's one big question. How come there are so many contradictions? And the answer fits beautifully. Because what do we respond to that person who asks? Avadim ayinu l'paru Mitzrayim. We started out that night as slaves, yet we finished as free men. That's a lot to be said. So anyways, the Rambam, very clear, you only have two matzahs, give up on Lecha Mishnah. Not only that, but the Vilna Gaon says, according to our custom, to have three, he's knocking the custom. But according to that custom, you actually are doing yourself more harm. Why? Because during the rest of the year, we have two loaves of bread. On the night of Seder, on the night of Pesach, we have three matzahs. Not only are we not filling Lecha Mishnah, let me say it a little bit differently, we are acting more affluent. Because the rest of the year we have two, but now we have three. So you're totally unraveling Lechem Oni, meaning in your will and your desire to fulfill Lechem Mishnah, you are throwing out Lechem Oni. Because you've got three matzahs, which is even fancier than the rest of the year. It's like the antithesis of Lechem Oni. If you look in the Gra, in source number 12, the Gra is commenting on the language of the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch talks about having three matzahs. In source number 11, Shulchan Aruch says, Mevin lifnei balabayis ke'ara sheish ba shalosh matzahs. So you bring in front of the balabayis a plate that's three matzahs. So the Bira Gra doesn't understand. Three? Aval das harif, perek arep sachem, harama, perekhes, milalachos, of coming to matzah. The ain tzarech ala beis matzos. The Gra points out that if you look in the Rishonim, the Rif and the Rambam, they'll tell you only two. V'chei mashikasav lechem oni mashmakein. The fact that the Torah says it's poor man's bread implies this very idea. The im lo kein ain zed derech anius. That's not a poor way of going about it. Kevan sheish lo mar, kevan sheish lo beis matzos, v'gam yesh lo chatzi matzah. It's not lechem oni, it's worse because you've got now two whole matzahs plus more broken pieces. It makes it more extravagant than the rest of the year. So it's worse. So the Rambam and the Gra, I'll take your question, the Rambam and the Gra basically say, the night of the Seder, we have two, and that is the Lechem Mishnah. Lechem Mishnah doesn't always mean whole loaf. Sometimes it means a broken loaf, as it does in the night of the Seder. Very interesting. Machlokes between the Rashbam and the Rush on the one hand, and the Rambam and the Vilna Gaon on the other. Yes, Lisa.
If the point of the third matzah, for example, the three matzah thing, which I guess we do, if the point is to symbolize the lechem oni,
right,
and the huge theme of Pesach is that these nights are different from everything else,
right,
whatever, why couldn't we just have one matzah? It's lechem oni.
Right, very good. It's a fair point. In fact, you'll see, I'm about to show you, that there seems to be those who take that approach. And it stems from an interesting language that the Gemara uses. It's actually a Mishnah. The Mishnah is outlining the proper procedure for the night of the Seder. And look what the Mishnah writes in source number 13. This also comes from Maseches Pesachim. The Mishnah says, Heviu lefanav matzah, v'chazeret, v'charoset, v'shnei tafshilin. So Lisa, what word do you see there? Not matzot, but matzah, in singular. Right? Heviu lefanav matzah. They bring in front of you matzah. So that seems to imply that the night of the Seder you actually only need one matzah. Not two, not three. So the Mordechai addresses this in source number 14. The Mordechai writes, Yesh migdachtikin. There are those who are able to deduce from this language. The ein tzarech liyos ra matzah achas shlema. Darsha kivata. There are those who deduce from this language where the Mishnah is describing what takes place the night of the Seder, that you actually only need one matzah. V'chein ha-seder sh'osim itchila shtei matzos uvotzin ha-achas u'meniach chetzi alaf yikomen. He says there are others who have the practice of taking two. They take one whole one and they break the other one. They leave part of that broken one for the alaf yikomen. V'achas ya'acher mevarchin berchas ha-motzi ve'al achilas matzah. And from the first piece of the broken matzah, they make the bracha of ha-motzi and achilas matzah. Kein mashma hacha, and the Mordechai says that doesn't sound like what's going on over here. Dik amar heviu lefan of matzah, mashma deleka ki im matzah achas shlema. The Mordechai wants to suggest that at very least the Mishnah implies that there's only one whole matzah, a whole matzah plus a broken matzah, but there were not three matzahs at the Mishnah's seder. Right, when the Mishnah envisioned and described their seder, there certainly were not three matzahs at the table. So it seems to be a pretty compelling proof. So just reiterating what you just said, some want to say just one matzah, and the Mordechai says, well, maybe at very least there were two. Matzah means one whole matzah and other broken pieces. Very interestingly, though, the Mordechai rejects this. The Mordechai says that this is not the intent of the Mishnah. And the way he deals with this proof, that this Mishnah is in a very interesting way. He says that this Mishnah was talking about during the times when the Beis HaMikdash was built, was around. Because when the Beis HaMikdash was around, so they would start their meal with regular Lechem Mishnah, bread, you know, matzah, of course, then eat their Korban Pesach. Once the Korban Pesach was finished, they would only bring one matzah out and begin to retell the story. So the Mordechai suggests, I won't read it inside because the hour is already getting late, I want to move on. Yeah, so they... So, but the Mordechai writes that this Mishnah is talking about a time when the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim, when they would start the meal with Lechem Mishnah, like two whole matzahs, and then they would eat the Karm Pesach, and then after they're done, then they would begin to retell the story. But they didn't need to bring two matzahs because they already did Lechem Mishnah. That's what the Mordechai suggests.
How do we do it that way?
Because we don't have a Karm Pesach, unfortunately. You have a Kor Pesach. So they switch. Yeah, I'm not too savvy with how it actually worked when the Beis Hamikdash was around in terms of the night of the Seder. But if you look inside, the Mordechai seems to imply that, not seems, he says, that they would start the meal with regular lechem mishnah made of matzah, of course, and the Korban Pesach, and then so on and so forth. The bottom line is that this proof from source number 13 is not a good proof. Although the Mishnah speaks in a singular, heviu lefanav of matzah, it might not be a proof. It's talking about a different time when they already had lechem mishnah done earlier, and they had to just, they needed a matzah to tell the story. They only needed one matzah, they didn't need multiple matzahs.
But
oh, yes.
Isn't this whole question irrelevant? Because then if she's sitting and eating a Seder by herself,
right,
in order to have enough matzah for everyone to eat,
right,
then you have to have that, multiple pieces
of matzah. That's a fair point. So we're
so
let's talk.
You're never going to have one or two or three.
So first of all, the halacha needs to tell you what is the basic requirement. As a practical matter, if you have a big Seder, you need lots of matzahs, and that's true. But that doesn't stop the halacha from telling us what is the basic requirement. So just to show you a very interesting idea of the Meshiv Davar in source number 15. Anyone know who the Meshiv Davar was? The Netziv, Rabbi Naftali Tzvimi Berlin, one of the great poskim of the 19th century. So he was the leader of the Lithuanian Yeshiva, Balazin. Okay. So anyways, in source number 15, he basically says that on the night of the Seder, we do have Lechem Mishnah. It's just Lechem Mishnah doesn't require two whole matzahs, like we spoke about earlier. Lechem Mishnah, the night of the Seder, means one whole matzah and broken matzah. That is Lechem Mishnah. You see, we were assuming pretty much all along that it's either one or the other. Either Lechem Mishnah is fulfilled by having two whole plus the broken, or there is no Lechem Mishnah, right? And the Netziv tells us, no, Lechem Mishnah can coexist the night of the Seder with the Prusa, because the Prusa, that broken piece, is the Lechem Mishnah. He writes in source number 15, Abal Be'emes, Gam BePesach, Ba'ina Nami Lechem Mishnah. From the night of Pesach, we do require Lechem Mishnah. Ve'adirabba, Mi Pesach, Yeshlo Chiach, Al Kol Hashana, De Prusa Mikri Lechem Bidi Eved. Fascinating what the Netziv writes over here. The Netziv writes that if the night of the Seder, the broken piece of matzah counts as Lechem Mishnah, we learn from there that the entire year, a broken piece of bread can actually count for Lechem Mishnah.
Well, didn't it say it in the Seves Brachos when you mentioned that it's preferable to use something whole to make a bracha?
Right, but that's not talking about Lechem Mishnah. That's just talking about Halachos of Brachos. Whether or not you should make a bracha on something that's broken or something that's whole. That's not talking about from the perspective of Lechem Mishnah, what do you need, whole or broken? And the Netziv is writing over here, but it's a good observation, the Netziv is writing over here that the fact that on the Seder night, the broken matzah serves as Lechem Mishnah, it also serves as precedent for the rest of the year, that broken matzah or broken bread can serve as Lechem Mishnah. What does that mean? This is all b'di'evet. L'chachila, of course, you want whole loaves. But b'di'evet, according to Netziv, if you come to Sudash Yishit and there are no whole loaves left, then Netziv would tell you to actually pick up broken pieces and hold them together when you're making your hamotzi. Because you can fulfill Lechem Mishnah, Shalashuris is a little bit more lenient. Ideally, we try to have Lechem Mishnah either also at Shalashuris. But talk about Shabbos lunch, for example. I use Shalashuris because it's common that people come in late, there's no bread left. But talk about Shabbos lunch, you came late to your meal, right? And the host, they wanted to wait, but they couldn't wait for quite as long as you took. So they started their meal. And you come in and they apologize, sorry, we had to start. And I also apologize, we have no rolls left. So instead of just picking up your one piece of challah that they saved for you, pick up two. Because you're fulfilling Lechem Mishnah according to the Netziv. Fascinating idea. But that's what he writes over here. So instead of having to say it's either A or B, either we're throwing out Lechem Mishnah like the Rambam and the Gra, or we are overcompensating like the Rashbam and the Rush, the Netziv says no. Lechem Mishnah is made up of a broken piece of matzah the night of the Seder.
So
the
Netziv says you could have two pieces of matzah.
Exactly, and that is the Lechem Mishnah. Yeah. The bottom.
It's not video of Pesach, it's video of
Correct. That's a fair point, yes.
Okay.
Yes. If you look, I mean, it's a longer tshuva, but obviously, look at the language. Mm-hmm. He says, "Yish lo chiyach al kol hashana." Exactly. The prusa mikulechem b'diavad. Exactly. That is the nitziv. And just to finish off, in the Aruch HaShulchan, we're not going to go look at the Aruch HaShulchan inside. He basically says it's a machlokas rishonim, but the minhag is to take three, and that is our minhag. So even though you still have the gruz question, that when you take three, you're undoing the lechem oni. It sounds like we're not so bothered by that. And the fact that we break the matzah is enough of a demonstration of lechem oni, and the concept of having two other whole matzahs doesn't negate the lechem oni issue. Any questions so far?
I think that's coming later. I think that might be looking back,
not looking forward. We wouldn't say to take three, just we have a matzah of Kohen Levi Yisrael. Once we have three, we can find other symbolic reasons for the number three.
You could still do two if you said one before you broke it, and then you have both full, then you have half.
Right, but the problem is everybody, it's a fair point, but everybody seems to say that when it comes to eating the matzah, you want to have a broken piece, because that's when you fulfill ma darko shalani peprusa, just like the poor person. But you're right, theoretically speaking, a way to get around it would just to save yachatz until after boti matzah. But nobody seems to suggest that. Okay, so let's move on now to talk about a couple of other pieces, pun intended, that are relevant to the mitzvah of matzah. So the Rambam in source number 17 is an important Rambam because it tells us that the night of the Seder, there is a basic mitzvah, but then there is an unlimited amount of schar we can get if we choose to do more. What do I mean? Let me answer your question. How much matzah do you have to eat in order to fulfill the mitzvah? Achilas matzah b'leil haseder. So the answer is a kezayis. In general, when the Torah tells us we have to eat something, we have to eat a kezayis. Another interesting point I saw in the beautiful, beautiful sefer called the Seder Ha'aruch, which is where all these sources come from. He points out that this mitzvah of eating matzah is the only relevant mitzvah achila that remains. Meaning, the Torah tells us that we have to, Kohen has to eat truma, or we have to eat our ma'aser, sheni v'shalayim. We can't do that anymore. There are not defined objects that we are able to eat, except for matzah. Matzah is the only defined object. You have to think about that a little bit more, because eating on Shabbos, but eating on Shabbos is not a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a din d'rabbana, most likely. So this is one of the few mitzvahs that he says it's the only mitzvah achila d'oraisa that remains. So giving about that, achilas to eat. It's the only mitzvah of eating that remains on a d'oraisa level. So it's a very important mitzvah. So how much do you have to eat? A kezayis. Whenever the Torah tells us, whenever the rabbis tell us to eat something, it's usually a kezayis. So what happens though? You eat your kezayis, which is not so much. I can't give you definitive numbers right now, but there are charts that can show you how much you have to eat. So let's say you eat your kezayis and you don't eat more. If you eat more, is it a mitzvah? No, because once you're done, you're done. Not so according to the Rambam. Look at the Rambam in source number 17. Look at very carefully the way he phrases the halacha. He writes as follows: Mitzvas aseh min haTorah le'echol matzah b'leil chamisha asar. It's a positive commandment from the Torah to eat matzah on the night of the 15th. And listen to this language: Umisha achal kezayis yatsa yedei chovaso. What does that mean? Umisha achal kezayis. Once you eat a kezayis, yatsa yedei chovasa, you have fulfilled your obligation. What does that open the door for? Exactly. If you want to be exceptional in the fulfillment of the mitzvah, keep on eating. I mean, the Rambam basically phrases this as a bottom, as a floor. The floor, the minimal requirement is a kezayis. But every bite you take is an additional mitzvah. There's a song about it. Every bite you take. Okay, so the Bach writes, similarly, many years later, the Bach in his commentary on Tor also makes this exact point. Shar kol adam yasev lechachila kol pam she'achal matzah. So not only do we do haseba, do we lean, when we eat that first kezayis, every time we eat matzah, the night of this of Pesach, we should lean the kol ha'achila shel matzah, afilu ocha harbe, hakol hu mitzvah achas, v'yoser tov she'e kol achilaso b'mitzvah. So with the night of the Seder, when we're fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah, we lean. And since every bite of matzah that you eat the night of the Seder, well beyond the kazayas, is a mitzvah, so according to the Bach, you should always lean when you're eating your matzah, because you're always fulfilling a mitzvah. Very interesting idea. And the kernel that comes out of both the Rambam and the Bach is that the Torah sets a floor, that's kazayas, but it's undefined above that. There is no ceiling. As much matzah as you can handle, that's as much mitzvos as you get.
But then within a certain amount of time?
No, so to fulfill the mitzvah of, so to eat a kezayis has to be within a certain amount of time.
Right.
But once you've hit that, then every bite beyond that is a mitzvah.
Not,
exactly. You have to eat it within, let's say, 9 minutes or so, maybe a little less than that, to count as a kezayis. Because you have to, if you have a little nibble right now, and then an hour later, that doesn't add up to a kezayis. But once you hit that kezayis, which you really, as long as you're eating regularly, you would hit the kazayas mark in the accepted amounts of time. So then everything about, every nibble beyond that is a mitzvah. Very interesting. It's a mitzvah. And that's, by the way, one of the reasons why the rabbi said on Erev Pesach, don't eat so much. Because you want to be hungry. Not only to enjoy that first kazayas with a geschmack, but also you want to be able to have a lot of matzah. So you don't overdo it. You also have to realize that there's a, and we'll talk about this, and then we'll conclude, give or take. But you have to realize that there are multiple kazeis that you're going to need to eat. You're going to have your matzah for moti matzah, you're going to have korach, then you're going to have dafi komin. So there's a lot of matzah to be eaten, but the more you can handle, the better, because it is a mitzvah every bite you take. Okay, so that is the opinion of the Rambam and the Bach, and the Hart Zvi, of Tzvi Pesach Frank, in source number 19, also points this out. He actually points to the Gemara Pesachim in the bolder words that he says initially supports his approach, but then he backs down. If you look at the Gemara says, Rava, have shasi chamra kulei male yoma de pischa. Rava would drink a lot of wine on Erev Pesach, ki heche de negrare le libe de necho matza tzvei l'orsai. Because it basically prompted, it made him extra hungry, so that, what's the language of the Gemara? De necho matza tzvei l'orsai. That he could eat matzah more or better at night. Tzvei is more in Aramaic. So Rava would drink wine at Pesach because it got him very hungry. So he was able to, he did that, so he was able to eat matzah tzvei or say matzah in a better way than at Pesach. So that sounds at first like the more matzah you eat, the better, right? He would eat, drink wine so he could eat more matzah. But ultimately, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank doesn't accept that, because he says, well, maybe what the Gemara means is that the more hungry you are, that one kezayis that you eat tastes all the more better. So maybe Rava didn't drink wine so he could hold more in his stomach. Maybe he just drank wine so that first kezayis that he was eating, which is the only mitzvah, was particularly appreciated because you were just that much more hungry because of the wine. There's a lot more to be said about that, but I just wanted to put it out there that Gemara seems to be a proof, but ultimately Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank backs out and says, well, maybe the Gemara really is just referring to being able to eat that one kezayis in a very mehudar way, in a very beautiful way, because you're so hungry and excited about that one parcel of matzah. Okay, let's just do one other halacha related to matzah, and then we'll finish with some divrei hashkafa, some beautiful insights into the reason we have such an emphasis on matzah on the night of the Seder. So let's talk about motzi matzah, because we spoke a great deal about how many matzahs you have to have in the Seder, and that was all for that point of motzi matzah, when you lift up the matzah, amozach menorah, achilas matzah. So how much matzah do you have to eat at that juncture of time? How many matzahs? So you would say a kezayis, right? But not entirely clear. It seems that l'chachila, we actually want to eat two kezayis of matzah. Why is that? So if you look at source number 20, the Shulchan Aruch says, going through the night of the Seder, Yitol Yada, Beivarechan Tiasadaim, you wash your hands, you make a bracha, Veikach HaMatzos Keseder Shenicham, you have to take the matzos the way that you have left them, have Prusa, Bein Shtei Shlemos, you have one broken matzah within two whole matzahs, Veyochazam, Veyado, Veivarechamotzi, Veilachias Matzah, you hold the three matzahs in your hands, got the two whole ones, the broken in the middle, you make a bracha of Achilas Matzah, Ve'acharkach Yivatza Me'ashleim Aliona, U'me'aprusa Mishtem Be'achad. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, you take the top whole matzah and the broken matzah, and you hold them together. V'yochlam Be'aseba Be'achad Kizayis Mikol Echad. So think of the scene. You're holding the whole matzah on top and the broken matzah in the middle. Those are two that you're holding. You hold them together, you lean, and you eat a kezayis of each. If you can't stuff your mouth with two kezayisim together, so he would basically tell you, eat the whole one first, and then the one that's broken.
Wait, why are you eating for motzi matzah? You're
eating... Exactly. So the question is, where do these two kezayisim come from? The Shulchan Aruch clearly says, you should take the whole one on top and the broken one, eat from both of them, kezayis mikol echad. So where did that come from? Look in the Mishnah Berurah in source number 22. Kezayis mikol echad, mina prusa bevadei tzarech kezayis. From the broken matzah, which is the matzah you fulfill your mitzvah of achilas matzah, for sure you have to have a kezayis. The hamiv archinan al achilas matzah, vein achila pechusa mikezayis. And you can't eat something to fulfill the mitzvah if it's less than a kezayis. About prutzos hamotzi, the Mishnah Berurah says, one second, when it comes to that matzah that you're raising up because you're making the bracha of hamotzi lechem eretz, halo kai malan de hamotzi mevarchin afilu apachus mikazayis. The halacha is you would make a bracha of hamotzi even with a small piece. If I just have a small piece of bagel, obviously on Pesach, don't make hamotzi. So just because one matzah corresponds to the bracha of hamotzi lechem eretz, and one bracha corresponds to one matzah corresponds to achilas matzah, why do I have to have a kezayis? Does that make sense? Ultimately, what the Mishnah Berurah says is it's not entirely clear which matzah corresponds to which bracha. We've got a bracha of hamotzi lechem eretz, and we've got a bracha of achilas matzah, but we don't know with certainty. Although many people say the broken matzah goes on the achilas matzah, we don't know with certainty if the achilas matzah, the bracha, on the eating matzah is going in the whole one or the broken one. So therefore, as a suffix, we have a matzah of the whole, we have a kezayis of the whole, and a kezayis of the broken one. The Bir Halacha, which is the same author as the Mishnah Berurah, says, well, where is this? What's going on here? Where do we ever see two kezayisim? We see one kezayis. We don't see anywhere else in Halacha this concept of two kezayisim. So he ends up being a mekel. He says if it's difficult for a person can just have one, but we try, if we can, to have two kezayisim. So that's the bottom line. If a person is healthy, and they have to be careful what they eat on Erev Pesach, not to fill up, but if a person is healthy, they can handle it, so the best thing is to have two kezayisim, as per the instruction of the Shulchan Aruch. But if a person is having difficulty, so then one kezayis would be enough. You're rolling your eyes.
No, I'm just thinking how much.
It's a lot of matzah. It's a lot of matzah. Yeah.
But I'm gonna, so then at the end of the day, the multi matzah on the top full challah and the broken challah.
Right.
So the third one is just there.
The third one we have later on. We don't have from that. The third one comes from the for that one that we eat. The afikomen. There's also
no. The afikomen is the other half of the.
Right, but also, the custom is to have two kezayisim by afikomen also. So you have your kezayis from the broken middle matzah, the other side of them, and then the third one is also where you get the other kezayis from.
But when you're making motzi, you're making it on that half one?
Well, what happens, what you're supposed to do the night of the Seder is you're supposed to, when it comes to the point of motzi matzah, raise up all three, because then you have your lech mishnah. But when you're going to actually eat, so according to the Shulchan Aruch, when you're going to be eating, you have to eat from the top whole one and also the broken middle one. Yeah. So just for a minute or two, the hour is late, so we'll stop here. I just want to show you one idea about the significance of matzah, and it's based on the Tiferes Yisrael in his commentary on Maseches Pesachim. So he writes as follows. This is source 25. We'll skip 24 for now. Umatzah. What's the reason we have matzah? Al shelo hispik batsekam lahachmas. We have matzah because of the dough. For the Jewish people, they don't have time to rise. Kimoshe nigalu kodem hazman hakavua. Because just like we were redeemed earlier than was on schedule, we should have been in Mitzrayim for 400 years. We were redeemed after 256 years. Kimokain nitzdavu v'matzah sheyochlu lechem kodem zmano harovi. We eat the matzah that was basically not given its proper time to rise. We take it out of its regular stage where it ferments and it rises. We chop it too early. We don't give it its proper time, and we have it as matzah to remind us how we didn't stay in Mitzrayim the allotted time. We left early, and I think the deeper significance of that is that Hashem's Yeshua, Hashem's salvation, can come at any time. Right? We think we're on a certain trajectory. Nothing's going to change until whatever. But Matzah teaches us that Hashem can help us at any moment in time. Yeshua Hashem Kerev Ayin, that the salvation of God comes with the blink of an eye. And that's part of the significance of Matzah, is just like the Jewish people's time in Mitzrayim was supposed to continue, but Hashem decided to bring the salvation early. And the matzah, the dough, if you let it continue, will rise naturally, but we take it too early. We don't let it rise. It's a way of demonstrating that and remembering that Hashem can save us at any moment. And that could also be, and with this I close, why there's this focus on chipazon. Right? We eat the matzah because we're leaving so quickly. And the Rambam, in his Haggadah, he has one phrase that introduces the part of Magid. He writes, "Bibihilu yatzanu Mitzrayim." We left Mitzrayim in a hurry, so that the focus in the Torah, chipazon, running. The Rambam tells us that we left Mitzrayim quickly. What's the focus of this quickness? It's to reinforce this idea that Hashem can save us at any moment. What can seem like a never-ending hell could change instantaneously. And that's part of the symbolism of matzah. The Zohar calls matzah lechem d'mehem menusa, the bread of faith. I believe it's definitely reinforced this same concept. That Hashem can help us at any moment, and we believe that. And the fact that the matzah is snatched out too early, it's not given its time to rise properly, should be a real source of inspiration for us, that Hashem can take us and change our situation. If we're dominating for certain things, things can change instantaneously. The power of the Ribono Shel Olam is infinite, and that's one of the lessons we learn when we're at the Seder and we eat our matzah. So hopefully you have a lot more information about the mitzvah of matzah, and when you enjoy your Seder with your family and friends, whoever you're going to be zocha to be with, so you have a basic appreciation that, A, this is a mitzvah d'oraisa, unlike maror, which is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, because it's connected to the Korban Pesach. Matzah is connected, but there's a separate pasuk where it's not. So you have an appreciation if you're filling a mitzvah d'oraisa. Like we said, it could be the only mitzvah achila that is relevant bisman hazeh on the d'oraisa level. And we have an understanding why we have three. You won't judge someone who has two matzahs because you know they're a Rambam Jew, they're a Gura Jew. But ultimately, we have an appreciation for why there are three. We have an understanding that if we eat more, it's a fulfillment of the mitzvah. And we also know that at Motzi Matzah, the custom is, if you can handle it, to have two kizesim. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, we don't know which matzah, the mitzvah of Achilat Matzah, is taking place on. So we're machmir to have two kizesim. But you also know that if it's a little too burdensome, so one kizayis would be enough. I wish everybody a chag kasher v'sameach.